Good afternoon, Rich Nass, Executive Vice President with Open Systems Media here for this week's Embedded Executive Podcast. This week, my Embedded Executive is Phil Beecher, who is the President and CEO of the WISON Alliance. Hello, Phil, how are you?
Hi, Rich. Very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to appear here.
My pleasure. So you were actually on the podcast, but it was some time ago. So let's do a quick refresher. The WISON Alliance, what do you guys do? What do you represent? What's your purpose?
So we're an industry consortium. We promote interoperable, open standards-based communications technology for very large-scale networks. So the sort of networks that are used by utility industry for smart metering and smart grid applications, and also for municipalities for very large-scale networks for street lighting and other sensor actuator applications.
Okay, so I ask this question of people in your position often. Why do they need an alliance? Wouldn't this technology just pervade with or without your help?
So before we were formed, there were quite a few proprietary technologies, all very similar. Quite often the vendors like to keep a captive market, whereas their customers are looking really for open standards-based solutions. So within WISON Alliance, we formed the alliance initially to develop some standards for these very large networks, and then to develop an interoperability testing and certification program.
Okay. Sounds good. So you touched on metering and utilities, and that's an area that, in my opinion, is ready to explode. And in some places like India, it's really going to take off. What are you guys doing to, well, A, is that accurate? And B, if it is, what's the Alliance doing to make that happen?
Yeah, that's certainly accurate. You know, we're a global alliance. Different parts of the world are moving at different paces. We were established, well, a long time ago, about 12 years ago now, to actually develop the testing and certification for these large-scale metering networks. And that was around the time when Pacific Gas and Electric and Florida Power and Light were rolling out their first smart meter networks. Since then, we've developed standards. We've offered our technology into the IEEE, and it's become a field area network standard, and we're seeing growing traction across the world in the utility space. So this goes beyond just revenue meter data. This is about true smart grid, and then the integration of renewables into the grid, which bring their own problems. And also some utilities, so National Grid in New York State, for example, are installing a WISON field area network with smart electric meters and smart gas meters all on the same network.
Okay, I got a whole bunch of questions based on what you said, but the first one is, and I think the last part that you said first, why WISON as the network of choice?
So we've spent quite a lot of effort taking best of breed from a number of different technologies, providing reliable, resilient, and very cyber secure communications technology. So obviously, smart grid networks need to be all of those things. It's part of a critical infrastructure. So it needs to be able to cope with faults or problems coming from things like weather events, as well as cyber attacks. So WISON has worked hard to ensure that we are resilient in some very adverse conditions.
Okay, so let's go down a level. When you're talking about tools for these technologies, what exactly are you referring to?
Well, so WISON focuses on the communications infrastructure. So how the radio works, how you use the radio channels, how you move data from nodes on the network, between each other and also to a utility or municipality back office. But when we're looking at that, we need to consider what is the data that's going to be moving over those networks. And as you're probably aware, recently there has been a requirement for large amounts of data to, you know, to assist utilities in actually understanding the nature of their network, where there are possibly going to be faults occurring sometime in the future. So we did some research a while ago, probably just before we last spoke, actually, that really focused on the comms. More recently, we did research on the sort of applications that the utility industry particularly would be running over their smart meter networks. And they consider, you know, those things like predictive maintenance, dealing with extreme weather conditions and faults that occur as a result of that.
This screams out at me, hack, data breach. Yep. What are we doing about that?
Well, like you say, I mean, there's obviously... obviously, it's a critical infrastructure. That makes it a very attractive target for hackers, whether they be individuals with an interest or rogue nations, which happens quite a lot. The Wisun cybersecurity technology provides not just encryption and message authentication, but also device authentication, network authentication. So when a device first attempts to join a network, it is authenticated by the utility to ensure it really is the device it says it is. So we're using certificate-based security.
Is that good enough? The hackers are pretty sophisticated.
There is a particular utility in the US who is using Wisun technology. I prefer not to mention their name, but monitors attacks on the network. They are getting several thousand attack attempts every day onto the network. One of the other things that is beneficial with something like a Wisun network, which uses internet protocols, is that you can run a whole load of tools on top of the network. So things like intelligent intrusion tools. So for example, if you have a smart meter on your network that is supposed to be sending metering data every 5 minutes, and suddenly it starts communicating every few seconds and doing port scans, then you can be pretty certain that node might have become compromised, and then you can isolate it and disconnect it. So you can never be complacent. I totally agree.
For sure.
We work pretty closely with the CSA and, you know, with all the stuff that they did for Matter and the security protocol. Why not join them as a partner?
So Matter and CSA are really focused on the network within a building, so in building type networks, maybe slightly smaller networks than the sort of thing Wisun's looking at. We focus on external large scale networks. So, you know, we're talking about several million devices. For example, Tokyo Electric Power Company has 29 million smart meters on their network using wireless mesh.
Oh, I didn't realize the scale to which it was. Wow.
Yeah, so US utilities, you know, maybe four to 10 million, some of the larger ones, but in Tokyo, 29 million. So these are very large networks, not necessarily all on the same wireless network, but then there'll be routing technology, you know, sort of sitting in the middle of that. I mean, I mentioned all of this, but CSA and Wisun use a certain amount of overlapping technology. So, you know, we don't work in a silo here.
Sure. Okay. What's next for you guys?
So we are currently about to launch our certification program for the next generation. That includes very low power devices, also higher data rate. So for distribution automation, the integration of things like switch reclosers into a smart meter network, you need lower latency, higher data rates. And then, as you mentioned at the beginning, we're looking at large deployments in India, for example, and just increasing our global reach.
Very good. So it sounds like the future is pretty bright.
Well, let's hope so. Yeah. I mean, so India, for example, smart meter rollout is something like 250 million meters. Some of those will go on cellular and other technologies, but we're expecting a large number onto Wi-SUN technology.
Very good. Well, thanks, Phil. Thanks for spending a few minutes with me.
Thank you very much.
That was Phil Beecher. He is the President and CEO of the Wi-SUN Alliance, and I am Rich Nass with Open Systems Media. You have a great day, Phil.
Thank you, and you.